Okay, time is 8:27. The place is Weisport, Pennsylvania. The interviewee is Mr. Lance Metz.
We heard pretty much, and we're ready to go. I'm just going to ask some questions. You try and answer the best of your ability. Okay, this hold it right there if you want. Okay. Can you state your full name, sir?
Ed Al Walt.
Okay. How old are you, sir?
77.
Have you always lived in this area?
Yes, I'm living here 42 years.
42 years. When did you start working on the canal?
1919. October the 5th.
October the 5th. Did your father work on the canal or your brother work on the canal before you?
No.
You were the first of your family to work on the canal?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go with the canal company?
Well, I was working on the dairy farm, and I wanted to have something else, a future.
Another future. What was your first job that the company gave you?
I was the fourth man on dredge boat number four.
Dredge boat number four. Was this a shovel dredge?
No, pump.
Pump. What's a pump dredge? Will you try and explain it to me?
Well, it's they had an 8-inch pump centrifugal pump installed where they dredged the canal.
It would suck silt out of the canal?
Yeah.
Are we going over to see him then?
I have like enough tape tonight. We're just gonna get
I want to go over anyway.
No problem. So you would pump the dirt out of the canal?
Yeah.
What would you do with the dirt then after that?
Just pumped it out in the bank in the river again.
Back in the river again. You said you were on pump boat number four.
Mm-hmm.
So there were four other pump boats on the canal?
No, only three.
Only three.
Four, five, and I believe the other one was six.
Where are the boats stationed at? They have their own sections to operate?
Yeah. The one was sectioned was in the 3 mile dam. That was a 10-inch pump.
Oh, Richard.
Mm-hmm. And there was one up in Coldport,
mm-hmm.
and four went around different dams, see?
Okay. How much problem do you have with silt? You had the pump boats had to operate all during the season?
Yeah. Especially to open the channel.
Especially to open the channel?
Yeah.
How long did you stay on the pump boat?
Well, let's see. I was going there about 4 years.
About 4 years. How many men would you have on the pump boat?
Four.
What were their jobs?
We're coming up on
that. Engineer, fireman, and then handyman.
You start out as a handyman?
Yeah.
How many pump boats?
Then you always stay a handyman, or give you other jobs on the pump boat if you got more experience?
Well, I went from handyman to fireman.
Fireman. The fireman kept the boiler going, right?
Yeah.
And the engineer, did he steer the boat and operate the pump?
Well, he operated the pump.
How were the boats propelled? Were they steam propelled, or they have their mules pulling them?
No, they were pulled by the mules.
They were pulled by the mules. How long would the pump boat be?
Oh, about 60 feet.
About 60 feet.
I gotta write that down.
About 60 feet. Okay.
See, when they moved, when they worked, they moved them with a capstan.
Mm-hmm.
Had a rope out on the right and a rope out on the left and a tail rope. That and you just released and then you took the slack up, see, in the front.
Right.
That's the way you moved. You moved ahead about 8 feet.
About
8 feet.
How long would it take you to move that far?
Well, it all depended. If, now they used to pump a channel about 7-8 feet deep, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that took maybe, just according, if there wasn't too much wood, small pieces of wood in the silt.
Right.
It took about 20 to 25 minutes, then you moved ahead.
Right.
You made about at least 70 to 80 feet in a day.
70 feet in a day. Was it mostly coal silt you were pumping out?
Yeah, coal silt.
It washed down from the mine?
Yeah, washed in with the high water.
Why did you decide to leave the pump boat?
Well, I advanced.
your advance.
See?
How did you advance? Did you bid on a job or did they pick you?
No, they just asked if you wanted to, if you wanted to take a job firing, or, well, then I was firing 4 years, and then they said now they have another job. They'd like to have you as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started an engineer job on the drag line. That's the scraper board.
How's the scraper boat work? I've never seen pictures of, I only seen pictures of the top of the boat. I never saw what they were dragging or what they were pushing.
Well, the scraper was hooked on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It was wider than the boat, see? And it had a steel blade on about this high,
mm-hmm.
about 3 feet high. It was about a half inch thick. So you drop that down, take a grab, and drag it out to the, in the river as far as you could go. You had a line on the opposite side, a cable, and one cable to come back, see?
Okay. How long would it take you to clear a section with a scraper boat?
Well, it all depended how you got away with your silt,
mm-hmm.
see? It didn't take too long. Maybe about four grabs, then you left it, well, you went down, you left it float down when you come
right.
in, see?
Right.
Your reversed stake was up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you left it drift down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have slack on the front end, well, then you dropped your scraper. Then you pulled up, and, well, maybe you made 30 feet before you had to change your rear line.
I see.
Now the front line you kept as long as you could,
mm-hmm.
till you couldn't get out of the channel of the dirt no more. Then you dropped your front line down,
mm-hmm.
unless you had a good leeway on water, that the water took the silt away,
mm-hmm.
then you took your line down.
Mm-hmm.
See?
How long would you work in a day on a scraper boat?
Well, 10, 12 hours.
How much they pay you for a day like that?
Well, at first, I fired for 40 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got 48 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineer got 58 cents. Well, they raised them up to, they got 55 cents, then they went up to 58 cents. And that was the end, till the end.
Till the end.
Till the flood in 42.
So the scraper boats worked up to 42?
Yeah, 42 was the last.
Okay. Did you work anything else besides the scraper boat for the company?
Yeah, then you went in, you went in the labor gang, you know, like mowing the towpath, the berm bank.
What would you use to mow the towpath with?
Size.
Just a lot of hard work.
Yeah, all by hand.
Did you ever work on one of the big shovel dredges, one of the big mud diggers?
Yeah, I run one 16 years.
You run one 16 years?
Yeah.
When did you start? What year did you start working on one?
1925, I think.
What year was, what number was it?
Number one, number five.
Number one and number five?
Yeah. I also worked on number two.
I also worked number two. That must have been quite a job. They were pretty large boats, weren't they?
Yeah.
How large were they?
They were, I think if I'm not wrong, it was 77 feet long.
77 feet long. And they had like a big boiler and a big shovel on the front?
Yeah. Well, you took that off, see? You took the
shovel off.
The shovel off.
Why would you do that? To move the boat? Or?
Yeah, to move. You could, to go through the locks.
To go through the locks. It was too big to get through with it.
Yeah. You couldn't go through with the boom and the shovel.
How would it take the boom off?
Well, you dropped it down on a barge,
mm-hmm.
and blocked it up. You blocked it up first, then you left the boom down.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled your bucket back. Now, number five had a little barge where you pulled your bucket back and laid it this way, and then it was, if you can picture it, this would be the barge, see? And then it had a cutout here where,
mm-hmm.
you put your bucket in.
Just drop it right down.
Then you you chain it fast to your boom.
Right.
Your bucket, see? You pull it back as far as you could. Then you chain it fast to your boom. Then you lay the boom down on this little barge. That was number five.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, you take the boom out of the turntable. So then that was alone, see?
Right. How long will it take you to do the whole operation?
Well, it took, if you had a good crew, in about 2 hours you could dismantle it.
And how many people did you have as a crew on the boat?
The crew was fireman and craner.
Two people?
Yeah, two people. Now when they moved, then the section boss brought his gang in to take it apart, you know, and then move, and then put it back together again.
So you had extra help when you wanted to take it apart and put it back
yeah.
together again. How were the mud diggers pulled, by mules?
Well, I worked myself all the way from Allentown to Weisport with my own power.
You have the power on the back?
No, you'd spool it.
Oh, like you put a line on it, like,
yeah.
And then pull the line in.
Put 1,000 feet of line out, and then capsule it on capsule, see?
The capsule was a steam capsule pull,
yeah. Yeah.
You would just leave the silt then on the side when you dumped it, or?
Yeah.
Did anything ever exciting happen, like a problem with boilers? Did you ever have a boat hit you or anything when you were working on there?
Oh yeah, lots of times.
What were some of the things that might happen, for example?
Well, you'd, now when they're, in the springtime they used to get in a hurry. You'd be at Allentown. Now I worked out of, from Allentown to Easton.
Mm-hmm.
That was on number five. And then, they'd get in a hurry in spring, you know, and they'd want to get the boats through, and then before you'd go around Adams Island.
I remember that.
See, they used to take the boats on the outside.
Right.
But sometimes when you'd come up about halfway, then they'd say, oh, well, we can work them through. Then you'd have to pull them over the silt. I remember one time J.G. Kessler spent a week in his, in the yard.
Young Jakey?
Well, young Jake. The old man was at the lock.
Right.
Hit a chain dam.
Hook lock, right.
And then Jakey come down with his boat. He was in getting it repaired and all painted up. And we stripped him of every cleat. He only had one cleat no more to go to Bristol.
Well, he run into you?
No. We had to pull him over. And I told him to fasten the cleat of the line on the back hinge so it wouldn't pull his deck up. You know, they were just spiked in
right.
the railing and the corners and
right.
and the hinge. And then he insisted on putting it on the hinge cleat
right.
on the bar box.
Right.
And so I could pull him further. If I'd put it on the bar,
right.
why it would only pull them about halfway.
Right.
And if it had them going, if it put it on the hinge cleat, it would take one box and then that'd be floating in the deep
right.
water already.
Right.
So he put it on the hinge cleat and I had to pull him over the silt about, anywhere from 20 to 24 inches that the boat come out with a load of coal. And I had stripped him with every cleat except one.
Was he pretty mad at
you? Oh, he was, my new boat, he used to say, my new boat.
You remember any of the other boatmen that were, anything else like ever happened to any of the other boatmen like that?
A fellow by the name of Allshouse on a hockey boat.
That's a boat from the Delaware Canal coming up?
Yeah. I took him down. His driver got drunk, and down at Chain Dam, he went out too far, and he got on the sandbar, and I left him stick there. I got help for him, but the help didn't come till night so late, and he was in an awful mess. He was hanging like this here, and the water was pretty near going in the hinges.
Oh, wow.
And they were all pickled, drunk. And that very same guy, he died right below the Republic Hill Lock.
How did he kill?
Well, he must have got a stroke.
Oh, was he boating at the time?
Yeah, he was loaded. You remember that?
I remember something about it.
Alt House, his name was.
Yeah.
And he died while he was working on the boat.
Yeah, he...
That's the guy who used to pull the hinges off the boat when the boat used to be stuck together on the sides, and he'd open it up, or who the heck opened it up and pull the seats off.
Did you ever have any problems with Joe Reed?
Joe Reed? No, I never did. No.
You remember Jimmy Brown?
Jimmy Brown.
The color guy.
The color guy, yeah. No, I never had too much trouble with none. I showed favors, and they showed favors to me, and that was the only way to get along with the guys.
So, was that your last job on the company, working on the dredge thing?
I worked in the gang too.
Why did you decide to leave the shovel dredge to go on the gang?
Well, the flood came.
In 42?
Yeah.
So you worked on the shovel dredge until 42?
Yeah.
Did each dredge have its own territory?
Well, unless... Now, number 5 worked from Allentown to Easton.
Mm-hmm.
From the head of the dam to Easton. See, they couldn't get down below the 5-mile level, down the wide waters.
Right.
That was the furthest you could get down with number 5.
Mm-hmm.
The lock was too small.
Yeah, the narrow locks were a lot narrower.
Yeah, they were just for like single boat.
What figures did you have up there by Jenny Hunt that time?
That was number 1.
Is that up below the lock yet?
Yeah. Number 1. Number 2 was stationed in Catasauqua.
Mm-hmm.
See, they had a load of everything on barges there and hauled it up in Swartz's dam.
Is that the one they signed in the quarry?
Number 1.
That's
the old hog.
That was the oldest one?
Yeah.
That's the one they pulled ripped it apart?
Yeah, they thought they had a boat and they had the front end. Leon had... Yeah, you had me down.
Yeah.
Well, no, Ted Sherman.
Ted Sherman had pictures. We had the pictures ripped them apart.
Yeah.
And they tore the stern over one of the boats too.
Yeah.
They had a big head in there. They were going to pull them right out. They thought they were going to pull them. I got a kick out of them when I see them set down there at the station.
Yeah. Well, we were down that time.
That tank, they had Army tanks.
They had 3 divers there.
I don't want to hear any more about that. Those guys, they do more harm than they do good, I think, down there.
No.
They're trying to get 249 up now. In about 3 weeks, they want to have it up.
Yeah. There was a lot of... A lot of cement silt that they put in there.
Okay, so number 5 was from Easton to from Easton to Allentown. Number 1 was number 2 was at Catasauqua.
Yeah,
right?
Number 2 was Catasauqua.
What was above Catasauqua? What number was above there?
Number 1.
What was that territory from?
Well, if they needed you down at Catasauqua,
you went down.
You went down there too. See.
How far up did number 1 go?
Well, I went all the way to Weisport. I was the last machinery that was up to Weisport at the bridge.
Was it 41?
No, it was before 41. I couldn't tell you right off what year. We were all the way up here and they drilled, dug out the tar run.
Okay.
And the basin down at the Prince Manufacturing Paint Company in Bowmanstown.
Mm-hmm.
We dug that out.
Okay.
What year did they move down to the Tulare? Do you remember that? I can tell you, but I want to see what you
said. I think 26.
I think it was 23. 21, we had that cold strike, remember? The big cold strike in 21.
I thought it was 26.
1920 or 21, we had that big cold strike. Then we had the boat strike right after that. Remember when Joe Reed broke the strike? Then in 22, they were starting to build up down there, ready there in the summer. And then 23, he went down there in the spring, then in 23, they moved down there. get our boat landed home, we put it right down.
Did the company build the diggers themselves out of their own?
Yeah.
How much coal would you burn in a day?
Well, anywhere from 10 ton.
You have to have a man shovel all the time to keep the boiler up?
No. Yeah, well, he took care of it. No, you didn't have to shovel all the time.
You had the operator and the assembly fireman.
Right? And the craner.
How long was the scraper boat? I never asked you that before.
That was just a half a barge.
Maybe about 30, 40 feet?
Yeah, it's about 40 feet.
About 40 feet. And that was powered by a steam engine too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a Heisten engine, right.
Okay.
It had two cables and the scraper, the operator, off the
right.
Spool.
Right.
What was that scraper, about that deep?
Yeah, about 3 feet.
3 to 4 feet, yeah.
Made out of steel?
Yeah, about half-inch steel blade.
How long would a scraper last you? Would you wear one out in the season?
No. I don't know of any time that they replaced any.
All right, during the winter time when you were, the boats were laid up, the diggers, the scrapers laid up, what would you do for the company during the winter time?
Well, the first, we repaired our engines, took them all apart, rebabbited them, and retooped our boiler about every two seasons.
Would you do that at Barrie mostly?
Well, yeah, towards last we did. Most of the time they laid them at Lockport.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go there to do it.
How long would it take you to repair an engine? A couple months?
Well, just according what you had to do. If you had to heist your crankshaft out, well, then you had to rebab it, cut your bearings out.
Right.
That took maybe a day or two to cut them out. You didn't dare to go in with a sledgehammer. You had to chisel them out.
Right.
Diamond point.
Right.
And then if you needed anything, you'd go to Dieter, to the machine shop, get it turned out. Well, that took a week.
That was the Laurie's of the machine shop?
No, Cherryville.
Oh, that's the foundry, right?
Yeah.
The foundry up there, right, Cherryville. He worked for the company, or?
No, you got it done there.
You got it done there.
Now, like your piston rods, you took them up, got new ones put on, cylinder heads, it's ever cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, he'd make another one up for it. Oh, that'd take a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Wow.
Then you done other things, see?
Wow.
Do you know where there's any widgets laying around? I guess you couldn't find
any
more.
Any dropkick widgets? Do you know any dropkick widgets around?
That's a bog agent, or them ones that you open.
And oh, and
they're
big?
All one standard size for all their locks up in the lead-high and the double lock.
But, no, I wouldn't know where they...
I know they had some laying down there, but I think the water took away.
When you were, we find some. We got one broke. I know we got one broke now. We're trying to get one fixed, and it's hard to do. Really hard to do.
I told him if the guy can weld it, but he don't want to buy. He don't have a welding machine or none no more.
Yeah.
But I told him if he takes it up, he either foundry and making one, but maybe they pay $100 for him
today. Yeah, I bet.
When you were boating, did you ever get down the Delaware Canal at all? Work down there.
Down as far as the bottom of the fifth, 5 mile level.
That's as far as you can go.
They call it a six, somebody give it a six. I don't know where they got it. They must have stretched it.
Okay, from there down, they have smaller boats operating and carrying the canal through the narrow.
Yeah, that was number.
I mean, that small digger.
Yeah.
I forget.
Wasn't that number three?
They had to.
Stace Dillon
from
New Hope. He was the operator of it.
Still in that section, though. Yeah, he's had the platoons on his side, then.
Yeah.
Unbuckled in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that handled the whole Delaware Canal by itself?
Yeah, they took care of that.
I think that's the only one they had on there.
Yeah.
And they had a scraper boat, and I guess they had a pump boat on it, too. I'm not sure no more.
I don't know of a pump boat.
Did you work pretty heavily during the cold dirt when you were running the cold dirt with the boat?
Well, we worked pretty good, pretty steady.
You had to keep the gun open. About what year did you start working on the section? That's the boat, start working on the section.
Well, we only got, by the time we had it opened, why, at this end, maybe we had a little high water that closed the other end, and you'd
right.
start right over again.
Right.
See?
The flood of 42 knocked everything out, right?
That put the damper on it.
You know, I was just talking to young Kleinhaus. Mm-hmm. Made one trip from 3 Mile Dam up, and then they made it on the boat. Then they came down while you were trying to open the channel, I guess, by Jenny Hunt. For the tight end to come through, and they used, when the water came. When did that water come? Was that on that? That was over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were working on that channel that time. You didn't have much to open the water.
Yeah, we were over in the cross channel.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock. I remember that. At 2 o'clock, I said to the guys, we're going to move over and put some safety lines on for the night. And then I took my car down. I come home, and then I called Willard Schreckler. And he had a scraper boat above me. And then I said to him, I'm going down, put some more lines out. Then he went along, and the first thing he done, he fell overboard.
Was he good shape, or had a couple of drinkers?
No, he was in good shape. He just made a misstep, slipped on the cable, and
mm-hmm.
it threw him overboard.
Then what happened after you put the safety lines on?
Well, then we left. When I come back to Charlie Solomon's place, the water was in my car in the back seat 4 inches.
Oh my God.
So we pulled it up I pulled it up with the starter to the railroad bank. And there at about 5 or 10 minutes at 12, I flagged the Knappenberger, the section boss. He was coming down with a motor car, and I flagged him. I said, how about taking the railroad ties to get my car out? He says, I won't grant it. Well, then we took it.
What do you mean by that, he won't grant?
Why, he won't grant permission to go on the railroad.
Oh, I see.
See, with the car.
Right.
He was on the railroad.
And he had like a railroad car, like a car with railroad wheels on it then.
Well, he had a little motor car.
Right.
That was his section, see?
Oh, he had a little motor car, right, yeah.
Then I said, I'll take my car down, get it out of here. You don't know how far, how high she's going to come yet. And we had it at the railroad bank, and then the carpenter boss come down with 8 guys, and we put a rope on it, and they pulled, and I went down on the railroad track.
Great. So you didn't care what the guy said, just did it?
No. After he refused, I just said, I'm getting my car out, that's all.
But didn't you have the digger done below the locks before the water got high?
No, it was laying up at the big trees.
How did they get below the lock then?
Well, afterwards we put it down.
Well, did it do much damage to the lock in there?
No.
So the digger stayed fast all during the flood?
Yeah.
So you had to sell the posts, didn't mean too much?
No, they didn't mean too much. The back post was hanging nothing.
Then you brought the digger down and it just fell apart after the year. So
They dismantled it.
What did they do? Did the scraper boat go away then?
No, the scraper boat was all right.
Where'd they put that scraper boat then? Did they take it down in the quarry and sink it or what?
No, later on. That was there at Jenny Hunt's.
Was it?
Sure.
What about the one that laid down there pretty near at the bridge? Down there pretty near at the lower lock?
See, Orkin went in there and got everything. He dismantled. He got about $100 worth of my tools.
Oh, he stole your tools out of
the... Well, he didn't steal it. He bought the company didn't tell me that they were going to dismantle it, see?
Mm-hmm.
I just left my whole rack of wrenches. And they were all Forge and Bonnie Forge wrenches and Williams.
The company treats you pretty well when you work for them?
Well, not too bad. Towards other companies, you know. They
lay you off after 42, or did you still work for them?
No, I worked.
How long did you work for them after that?
Let's see. Till about 1955.
And you just spent the rest of your time just cutting the grass most of the time?
Or? No. I was in the carpenter gang then.
Carpenter's gang. What'd you do there? Repair the locks or?
No. We built split rock.
You built split rock?
Yeah. And,
I think there's a whole gang of you putting up there,
huh? Yeah.
Tiny and all that.
Yeah, we went up to split rock.
Is that the last thing you guys did, build split rock?
Yeah, well, we went over to Pine Grove. They had 660 homes.
Mm.
And they took care of about 65,000 acres.
The company went in the real estate business then?
Well, yeah. We went up to Summit Hill and built houses there.
Was the company still mining coal when you quit?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was all went out by railroad then, right?
Yeah.
How were you paid? Were you paid by the month or by the week or?
No, every 2 weeks.
Was it cash or check or?
No, check.
Okay. Where'd you go get your pay at?
Well, the boss used to bring him.
Who was the boss, the maintenance boss that had control of the boat?
Well, that was, Freddie Wolf was the master mechanic.
Master mechanic.
At that time.
Did you ever meet I.M. Church?
Oh, yeah.
Doug Warner was some kind of a boss, too, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was in the canal department.
Yeah, and John, got a good John Warner. You were a little bit there.
Yeah.
What was Church like?
He was a nice man. He was a stocky guy.
Pretty good built,
yeah.
Were the Irish or Welsh?
Oh, I wouldn't know
probably
that.
Probably Church Welsh, probably the Welsh had better.
He was Welsh.
Did you ever work out of Montchump?
Oh, yeah. There's where I started, up in Chinthorpe. Packer's Dam.
Coldport, I said. Coldport, that's what I called it. Coldport.
Catfish yeah.
Pond.
Catfish Pond, that was where they loaded the boats.
They call it Catfish Pond.
When did they stop loading up there?
Well, I don't just recall. I think it was 26.
I'm not sure when I asked the owner was, but I thought it was 22 or 23. That became down in the spring of 23.
Okay,
I got married in 1925.
And we were on the canal and we got married.
And,
I thought you only went together.
And then I was working down in, I was dredging out the slip.
Where was that at?
Down at Hope's.
Mm-hmm.
That's by Jakey Kessler there.
Yep, post rock.
By Jake Kessler, yeah. April the 7th, my father died, and they fetched me from there.
What year was that?
1925. Yeah, I think it was
23 or 24. I'm sure it was 23 that we moved on. So it was 1920 or 21 we had the coal strike. And then it was either that right before that or right after when the canal boat went on strike that time. But Joe Reed broke the strike. Remember Joe Reed broke the strike about Bob and Chelsea and them?
No, I don't know
anything about it. Okay, I have a couple more questions after before I'm out of tape. You're on a mud digger, and you want to get the boom in operation, supposing
you
wanted to get it to take
some
mud out. How would
you start the whole
process? To start it. Well, all right, you're on a mud digger, and you want to get the thing to scoop some stuff, what's the first thing you do? What controls do you throw? What do you do to get the thing to work?
Well,
first you got to get steam up.
First you have to have steam.
Right.
Then you have to put the odd riggers down.
Which were what? Like steadying things? Or?
Yeah, to steady. They were 12 by 12s by 24.
They were wood?
Yeah.
They went down to the bottom of the canal?
Yeah, you pressed them down.
Okay.
To... if you had solid bottom, why you didn't need to press them down altogether.
They stayed the boat then?
Yeah, you lifted the boat, you swung the the boom on this side, then you jack this one up, then you swung it over on this side, and
jack that one up.
Till it was steady, see?
Would you have four of them, or?
No, just three of them.
Just three of them.
Two you jacked, and one you didn't. That was just to guide your back end.
Okay, I got you. Now, two in the front and one in the back then.
Yeah.
Then what would you do?
Well, then you could start to work. Then you put your bucket back and start to scoop.
How would you operate the, you operate all by cables, right? By a hoist?
No, yeah, but we didn't have no cables on the shovel.
Yeah, chain.
Chain.
Chain. And the chain went back through pulleys back through a hoist, right?
Yeah, on a high extension.
And you would operate the engine with a throttle or like a lever or something?
Yeah, a throttle, and you pulled your level, and that was hooked onto your friction.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was friction.
The friction would control the chain then?
The friction, you tighten up your drum to pull it in, see?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, then you'd release that and pull the one that pulled it in the back. That was a smaller chain, that was a 5/8 chain.
Was it hard to learn how to do that?
No, it wasn't too hard. I had any knowledge of operating a shovel.
Then you had a pull there where when the bucket was locked, it locked itself in there, then you had to pull the lever to dump it.
That was a craner's job.
Yeah.
That's a craner's job. The engineer, he just operated the levers back there and operated the engine.
Yeah.
What kind of engine, what make engines were they?
The number five was a Flory. And number one was an Osgood.
Was there any difference between them as far as operations?
No, the operations were pretty near the same.
You didn't like one better than the other?
No, the Flory handled just as good as the Osgood.
Were the engines, were those mud diggers pretty old when you got them, or were they fairly new?
Well, I imagine they were pretty new when they got them.
I think the company got them from, I believe. Yeah, Osgood, that used to be. They used to have them on their shovel here up here at Berryville. They had
them on Osgood in there.
They were
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah.
They had them on them tracks there.
And
they called
Thunder
Bangalore. You had a big
dipper
on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good. You never seen any of them, did you? No, I never saw a steam shovel operate. I always did a power shovel. If you had the opportunity now and you were younger, would you work back to work for the company if you had a chance?
Oh, well, wasn't a bad place to work.
Wasn't a bad place to work, that's good. Most of the guys I talked to, except for one guy down in Delaware, he wouldn't want to go back down. He didn't like the water too much.
He didn't like Doggy Hodger's kid.
Never had too much trouble.
I told him, I said, we sent all the DI water down. That's why he didn't like it. They thought it was Delaware water.
Yeah, it must have been a good life.
Then you went to Whitehaven lots of times.
You went to Whitehaven?
Yeah.
How'd you get that far?
Well, you had to go up sometimes... when it had high water, go up and clean the gates if there was too much debris there.
The gates of the dam?
Yeah. They supplied the powerhouse, see?
Okay, so you had the... How would you... Did you go up by the river or go up by train to get up there?
Oh, you'd go up a train.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take the Flyer. Scranton Flyer.
That's right.
Or drive by truck.
They did have a big powerhouse up there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Coal Navigation had the powerhouse. That supplied the town, or
well, it was a. I believe it was a PP&L.
I still think it sits up there yet, don't it?
Oh, I imagine.
I think it says right up there, 80 or 81 there. Wasn't it?
The Scranton Flyer, was that a central train or a Valley train?
Central.
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 The company was pretty closely tied in with the central, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to go up with a Lehigh Gap ticket.
Oh, does the company pay your way, or you have to pay your own way to get up there?
No, the company paid our way. But you would get on, you'd know the conductor, and you'd hand him your Mock Chunk to Lehigh Gap
ticket.
Monthly ticket.
Right.
They give you a monthly communication ticket, see? Then you'd give it to the flyer, and he'd punch it and give it back to him.
Right on up.
And you'd go up.
Or if you want to go east, I guess the same way.
Yeah. See, they got so many to Lehigh Gap, so many to Trifler's, so many to Siegfried tickets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it just depends on where you work. It lasted for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you got to know these.